Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From WNYC, New York Public Radio, this is Soundcheck On Demand. I'm John Schaefer. This on-demand service is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org.
WNYC On Demand is supported by Open, how American Express serves small business. Open offers a range of products and services designed exclusively for small business. Details at 888-779-OPEN or open.com.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Coming up on the show later, a live performance by Christina Korten's band, The Running Kicks. And Romania and Bulgaria enter the European Union this week. What does that mean for musicians there and fans here? But to begin today, in the old days, if your eyes grew bleary from reading all of the year-end top 10 lists that music critics bombard you with, you could always consult one source for clarity, the Village Voice's venerable Paz and Jop poll. This survey of 10 best lists from around the country was as close to definitive as it got. This year, however, a newcomer has arrived, making an audacious attempt at unseating the Paz and Jop as the ultimate critic survey. The music blog Idolater.com has released Jack and Pop, a look at the top pop music from 2006, and with us on the phone from Seattle to share the results, which are about to be posted any moment, we believe, on Idolater.com, is music critic and curator Michelangelo Matos. Michael, welcome back to Soundcheck.
Thanks for having me.
So is this true that you're kind of scooping yourself here by giving us some of the details of the list today?
I believe I'm scooping you by approximately 2 minutes.
Okay. All right. Well, either way, we were just hearing TV on the Radio. And their album Return to Cookie Mountain, number one album of the year on the Jack and Pop poll, number five single on the poll as well. Tell us, first of all, how and why the Jack and Pop poll came to be in the first place.
The Jack and Pop poll, the Jack and Pop poll emerged a couple of months ago when I was approached by Idolater's editors about doing it. A few months ago, the Village Voice fired Robert Christgau, who had been there for a long time and had started the Paz and Jop poll in the early mid-70s.
Right.
So they
curated that. I mean, he would assemble the hundreds and hundreds of lists and make the big poll out of it.
Right. He did the compiling. He wrote the accompanying essay and edited the comments that were always part of the part of the package, but they fired him, and there was a lot of talk on the internet in various places about, you know, somebody starting a new poll. So until that happened, I'm fighting a bit of a cold here. Until that happened, I was just thinking, well, I guess Paz and Jop is the only big poll that I'll be voting in, and at first, I didn't think, oh, I should not vote in it. I mean, I didn't necessarily see myself as having a choice. And then when Idolater approached me, it didn't take me very long to figure out that I wanted to do it. I've been a big fan of Paz and Jop for a long time, and I like critics' polls, and I like writing long essays, so it seemed like a fun idea.
All right. Michelangelo Matos is, so you are serving the Robert Christgau function of curating and compiling all of these individual lists that make up the Jack and Pop poll.
More or less.
Okay. Now, The Voice is continuing to do its own Paz and Jop poll, but with a new editor. But they do have a, 50-year head start on you guys there. How do you compete with that?
Well, I wouldn't say it's a 50-year. It's more like a 35-year. But they have, obviously, I don't think it's a great idea for them to continue doing it. Christgau started it. I think it's, the critic Eric Weisbart put it really well in a piece that was about the two polls competing in the San Francisco Bay Guardian. His opinion, and I share it, is that the people who run The Voice now are people who really hate what The Voice stands for or has stood for in the past, and mostly they're doing it. Mostly they seem to be doing it because it sells a lot of ads and it gets a lot of web hits.
All right.
I don't think they're hard. I mean, I won't speak for anybody but the new owners when I say this. I don't think their hearts are in it.
All right, so if they're continuing to do it, but you think it's a half-hearted job, then the fact that they are 51 years old as a newspaper, not necessarily the poll itself, and Idolater is considerably younger, you think that it's kind of a level playing field, that you're going after many of the same critics, I would imagine. How many critics did you survey for this poll?
Well, we sent out, we sent out ballots to quite a few, about 1,600 altogether, a little short of that. We got a little short of 500 back. Most of the problem there was that a lot of writers simply never received it. When you put the word Jackin in the subject head of a mass email, it's not going to arrive in a lot of emails.
Oh yeah, yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, but still, 500 critics all surveyed.
And, yeah. I'm very happy with that. I mean, my stated goal at the beginning of this was that I wanted at least 400 because I know that The Voice had nearly 800 last year and I wanted to have half of what they got.
Right.
And we got nearly 500, which is really what I wanted. So I'm psyched. I think we did a good job and I think the poll is a really interesting one.
All right. Now, there are four categories in the first ever Jack and Pop poll. Best track, best album, best reissue, and best artist. Number one for best artist and number one for track of the year, and I think we all could have seen this coming, was Crazy by Gnarls Barkley. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out. Gnarls Barkley at the top of the Jazz and Pop poll of some 500 music critics for Artist of the Year and for Track of the Year. Michelangelo Matos, I'm told now that the poll just went online. We've got
went online. I just got an IM from one of the folks at Idolater about it. So
all right. So there is already a link on the Soundcheck page of our website at WNYC.org where you can go and check out the full results of Idolater's Jack and Pop poll. No surprise that Gnarls Barkley tops the best single.
Not only not a surprise, but an absolute rout. Gnarls Barkley's Crazy got one more vote than the next two runners-up combined.
Wow. Well, I mean, you know, it was the song of the year. I mean, it really was. It was ubiquitous.
Get away from it.
Yeah. The rest of the album, Saint Elsewhere, more of a mixed bag in terms of critical reception, and so the album appears nowhere on the, at least not on the top of the Jack and Pop poll.
Oh, it's number seven.
Is it really?
Yes, it's number seven.
You're right. There it is. I guess that is pretty close to the top, isn't it?
Very high. I think when I sent you guys the list, there was some sort of format screw up on that one.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, Staying Elsewhere, the album, finished seventh. And I was not terribly surprised by that, although I don't think that album is very... I don't think it's a top 10 album.
Yeah.
I think it's got a few really good songs and a few sort of not so good songs. It's a pretty mixed bag, as you said.
All right. But looking at the list of top 10 albums, it was a pretty good year for rap, and looking at the tracks too, the number 2 and 3 tracks, T.I.'s What You Know and Justin Timberlake featuring T.I. and the song My Love, good year for him, and it seems for rap in general, according to your critics.
I'd say so. The two of the top 5 albums were hip hop albums, and 8 albums made the top 40. One of them came in at the very last minute. On the last day of balloting, about 170 ballots came in at once. And because the way we had it was that they locked automatically at noon on the due date. So whatever you voted for, that was it.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of those ballots contained, you know, a few different variations on Lil Wayne's orb this year. Lil Wayne is a Southern rapper, and he there's four different albums, two mixtapes and two regular release albums that got votes, and a rather amazing 11 different tracks got votes various sources.
So that effectively split the Lil Wayne vote in terms of tracks, but it got him onto the top 10 of Artist of the Year.
Yes, he's number 8. I think that's one of the reasons, things like that are one of the reasons that I wanted to institute the artist vote.
Right.
Because you can't, you know, I say in the essay that, albums and singles are discrete things, but artists come whole. And Lil Wayne is a good example of that.
And
Timbaland
was ubiquitous this year, working with so many top 10 artists, and he is at number 2 on the list of top artists of the year. Ghostface Killah, 4 of the 10 in the best artist category from the rap world, Ghostface Killah. And at number 10, Michael, Jay Dilla. Yeah.
Who
died in February of lupus at the age of 32. And this was his final completed record called Donuts. The late J.D., or Jay Dilla, or simply Dilla, one of the four rappers on the top 10 Artists of the Year in the new Jack and Pop poll. The poll has just gone online. There is a link on the Soundcheck page of our website for the complete poll, curated by my guest Michelangelo Matos. And is this one of the points of a poll like this, is to be able at the end of the year to give a shout out to someone like Dilla, who was really important, didn't hog the, you know, the microphone in a manner of speaking the way some other producers did?
Yeah, he was really a producer's producer. Within hip-hop, you will talk to a lot of different people. For example, Questlove of the Roots, who also did very well in the poll. They placed in the top 40 with their album. And Pharrell Williams of the Neptunes, who produced the Clips album, which was number 4, they will both tell you that Jay Dilla was their favorite hip-hop producer. Mm. And I think that he was helped. In part, because he released two different albums, he released Donuts and another record called The Shining that was mostly vocal-heavy, whereas Donuts is more short snippets of beats. And The Shining got some votes, but Donuts was really the big favorite. It placed 20th in the poll overall. And, you know, the fact that he died did help him. The sentimental vote definitely went out in that way, but he was also somebody that was really revered in hip-hop and in music, and it's really kind of nice to see that he got some props for his life's work.
All right, so Jay Dilla at number 10 on the top 10 of Artists of the Year on the Jack and Pop poll. Number 1 was Gnarls Barkley, as we mentioned. Gnarls Barkley's Crazy, the Song of the Year, the Album of the Year, TV on the Radio with their record Return to Cookie Mountain. The fourth category, Michael, reissues.
Yeah.
Why do a reissue category?
The Voice poll had a reissue category for a number of years, and they quit around 2000. I gather from what Robert Christgau wrote in his essay at the time that he thought that most of the votes were, you know, more or less fraudulent. That was his opinion. Seemed to be that people were voting for, you know, whatever they got in the mail, which, to me, it doesn't make it any different than the album category, quite frankly. But the album's ballot for the last few years in the Voice poll has just been whatever albums came out that year, including reissues. And frankly, I don't think I always found the sort of leveling the ground in that way sort of distracting.
Right, right.
So I wanted to reinstate the reissues category. And I know a number of critics who are, you know, they pay attention to reissues as reissues and, you know, wanted to be able to vote for them. So
and
a lot of thank yous from people on that one.
Yeah, well, it was a good year for reissues with David Byrne and Brian Eno's My Life in the Bush of Ghosts and The Clash, the singles, and the number 1 reissue of the year in the Jack and Pop poll was this one, Wowie Zowie by the group Pavement, the Sordid Sentinels edition, a 2-CD reissue of what was originally a 1-CD release by Pavement. And we've been speaking with Michelangelo Matos, the music critic who curated the first Jack and Pop poll for Idolater.com, taken over the territory long held by the Village Voices Paz and Jop poll. Michelangelo, good job, and good luck with this in the future. Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
And a link to the complete poll is on the soundcheck page of our website at WNYC.org. In a moment, live music from the downtown band Christina Curtin's Runnin' Kicks. And later, the European Union got a little bigger this week when Bulgaria and Romania joined. We'll see how that affects music on both sides of the Atlantic. This is Soundcheck. Thanks for listening to Soundcheck from WNYC, New York Public Radio. Each day we dig into what's happening in music, and you can hear everything we do and check out our other programs on demand at WNYC.org or on iTunes. All of this is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org. Thanks.